Good morning, everyone. Are you all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed? Have you been sampling the best of hospitality in Glasgow? People make Glasgow, apparently. But we like it when visitors come to Glasgow as well. I grew up in the east end of Glasgow, so I've got a wee bit of a bias going. Good morning, and thank you so much to all the organisers for inviting me along to speak at your host city 2023. And we've had a brilliant year, and I'll come on to that in a minute. I think here in Scotland, we're driving change through the power of events and as we adapt to changing circumstances. And there's so many ways in which we are doing that. 2023 has been a great year for events in Scotland, not least because we hosted the inaugural UCI Cycling World Championship in August. And if you've not seen the images of the cyclists going up Montrose Street on the day of one of the road races, the images are absolutely fantastic. But I believe the French complained about all the hills. And I was like, you cycle on Mont Blanc, you know. So, but I know that they had an absolutely brilliant time. I think this innovative new event brought together 13 existing UCI World Championships across 7 disciplines into one mega event, creating the biggest cycling event in history. It showcased not only this great city, as I've said, but a total of 14 local authority areas across the country, and they all looked glorious, even the weather turned out for us for that event too. And through these examples, we've seen really amazing value of these events and delivering not just economic benefits, but delivering social, cultural and wellbeing benefits through that positive change that I mentioned earlier. The policy-led model of the World Cycling Championships reflects the opportunity to be a catalyst, to accelerate key policy objectives, to deliver positive change for people, planet and place. And we're also delivering across 3 policy priorities for the events. I see some of the officials in the room today who worked on the UCI, and we have this grid that was all amber and red for like weeks, and it was getting quite nerve-wracking, and then they all started to turn green. And then the whole event became such a great success. And the reason for that is one of our key objectives. It's about participation, particularly participation in cycling. And that was a key finding of our analysis. So 79% of spectators residing in Scotland were inspired by the event to cycle more. The ambition is to support a new generation of cyclists with new purpose-built cycling facilities right across Scotland. And through an emphasis on sustainability, the championships developed a sustainability framework which we can apply to other events in the future. And that aligned with our objectives in the UN Sustainable Development Goals. Sustainability audits took place at every championship venue, all of which had bike parking, supporting active travel, of course, to improve health and well-being and to protect our climate by reducing car kilometres. This chimes very much with our vision outlined in our National Transport Strategy, where we have made a commitment to have a 20% reduction in car kilometres travelled by 2030. And I was very proud to be part of the launch of the Equality, Diversity and Inclusion Pledge that event partners signed. The event identified children and young people and women and girls as particular groups to support to access cycling. And one of the ways in which we were able to do that was to support free tickets for community groups. And believe me, they all took full advantage of that and we were all the better for it. I was delighted to see that the championships won the Diversity by Design Award and the Diversity in Sport Award and the Herald and Gen Analytics Diversity Awards. It's always great to be recognised for the hard work that you've put in. We recognise that leaders within sport can provide strong role models who motivate, promote and inspire others to participate in sports and physical activities across communities. And this was just one event among many world-class events delivering for Scotland, and no doubt many of you delivering and participating in all of those. At the same time, the Cycling World Championships in Edinburgh, once again, we had 5 international festivals, including the Fringe and the Edinburgh International Festival. Our festivals, which extend beyond Edinburgh, that's why they're called international, are huge. They're world-class events, and Scotland has the privilege of hosting them annually. With support from Screen Scotland, Scottish Government, Edinburgh International Festival also hosted the return of the Edinburgh International Film Festival this summer, which I was able to get along to, and it was absolutely wonderful. I hope somebody picks up that movie, Brian, because it was so good. If you've not seen it, what was it? A Silent Roar, wasn't it? It's a fabulous film filmed in Lewis, but no distributors picked it up yet. So if there's any distributors in the room, please, it's an amazing film. You will make your money back tenfold. The film festival was a very important cultural touchstone and a key part of our festival city, and I'm incredibly proud of the sector's ability to come together in challenging circumstances to support the iconic festival's successful return. It felt really good this year. Last year it felt a wee bit cautious still, but this year it felt full on, and you could just see the joy in people's faces. There was something on every street corner and up every close and alleyway that you could take advantage of. But we know that our festivals play a vital role in Scotland's portfolio of events that improve our wellbeing and our cultural, social, environmental and economic prosperity. A recent impact study showed that the festivals delivered £407 million net economic impact to Edinburgh in 2022, and that was a 46% increase since 2015. And this is in addition to the 17% increase in net economic impact across Scotland in the same period. So you can see it makes economic sense to support our festivals and all of our cultural activities. It's not only our sporting and cultural events that we value as catalysts for change, it is the special role that business events plays, and this is one of them. So thank you for coming here with your conference. These are vital to Scotland's economy in demonstrating that we are competitive, have a good innovation, international trade, investment and export networks, and are attractive for business. Through Visit Scotland's policy-driven model approach, we can capitalise on business events as plannable, strategic tools for both the public and private sector to advance outcomes in whichever field they are concerned. And I know that many of you in here come from many different fields. And in this way, Scotland has a choice to create and attract business events, identify key partners and funding support, which contributes towards the creation of a wellbeing economy. We have a Cabinet Secretary now for wellbeing in the Scottish Government because we realise that the wellbeing economy has to work for the people of our nation. And that's incredibly important. So it's not just about economic growth, and it's not just about profit margins. It's about how that can impact on the wellbeing of our society, and that's incredibly important. So whether it's sporting, cultural or business events, they have a unique ability to be transformative in what they do. That's why in Scotland we work together to refresh our national event strategy, and we want to cherish and support our event sector as it embraces adapting to the environmental, economic and social challenges common to us all. And that's why as a country, Scotland wants to maintain its current momentum and internationally recognised status as a premier host of events. And it's why Scotland's event strategy, due to be published in spring 2024, that's public, that's civil servants speak for spring 2024, but could be May or June. But we are working on it. We're working on it, and hopefully we'll have it in early spring as we can. But please take a look at that. Please feedback to us. Please let us know if it works for you. We have worked with you to create that strategy. We need to know that it works for you too. And the focus on that is absolutely critical, because as we see the dynamics of the event industry constantly evolving, driven by changing consumer preferences, technological advancements. You might be an AI minister you'll get here next year. She might talk more sense. Doubt it. Global challenges and societal and environmental change, although we do not always know what the future holds, as we've realised over the last few years, and we've realised just how important connections are over the last few years. We know our appetite in Scotland is to host and support more events, and hopefully to remain strong in supporting those events, and that's when the officials go, they're still recovering from all the work that went into the UCI Championships and everything else. But they're very sharp and they're very successful and they're very experienced now in taking forward all of those events. So please, again, keep in touch with us on that. I think to adapt and innovate so that the event sector is a thriving part of our wellbeing economy for Scotland, I think it's absolutely key. In my former job as Equalities Minister, I chaired the group that looked at social isolation and loneliness. And the culture sector and the events sector, their ability to not create opportunities to support people who are socially isolated and lonely themselves, but the opportunities they create for people to participate to reduce that social isolation and loneliness is absolutely key to a wellbeing economy. So in harnessing all of that economic return from our events, but also their capacity to drive forward social and societal change, the Scottish Government clearly sees the value of these events. And it has three priority missions: promoting equality by tackling poverty and protecting people from harm, generating opportunity by building a fair, green and growing economy, and fostering community through delivering efficient and effective public services, and by approaching events as a community, by addressing barriers to equality, and by growing our economy in a way that is fair and environmentally sound, we can look forward to Scotland in which we can all come together in uplifting, transforming and empowering events for generations to come. So to quote the First Minister, when we get these connections right, we create opportunities, unleash potential and empower people, communities and businesses to thrive. And you are such a key part of that, and we are grateful to you for it. Enjoy the rest of your conference. Thank you. Thank you.